The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 20th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the show. So sit back, relax, get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there is something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, the podcast supremo, probably of this big part of the United States, Clint Powell.
Well, yeah, I'd say the Northern Hemisphere.
No, good. Above the equator?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is that called Northern Hemisphere above equator?
Listen, I'm the PhD of Waffle House, mm-hmm. So whatever I say goes.
Oh.
So absolutely. Let's go Northern or Southern Hemisphere. I'll just go everywhere. That's me.
Hey, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
You are a very, very experienced podcaster, and you have wonderful podcasts.
Listen,
really quickly, tell them what
they are. No, I do. You can go find them. There's a couple places. You can just Google NugaPodcast.com or podcast, which is plural, podcastofchattanooga.com. I've got Crimecast. I've got one about the great outdoors, politics for veterans, business, all things Jeff Styles. Dayfire with Dawson Wheeler from Rock Creek. So, and then I've got just my personal during the break. So you can go look for it. But, and if you're a podcaster and you want to know how to make tens and tens of dimes making podcasts, I'm money bags over here. I carry all my pennies to the bank every week making podcasts.
Well, if you're money bags, let me ask you, are you prepared for summer with a new air conditioner in your 1973 Pinto that you drive? Oh, it's not a Pinto.
It's not a Pinto. And my air conditioner, it got fixed. And it got fixed, I think, because I hit a bump real hard.
Yeah.
And it just came back on.
No.
So I'm just waiting for it to hit another bump. And it'll go away again.
Bingo. There you go.
I grew up. I know you did too. But I grew up with no air conditioning in a car.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several times in my life. When I first started having kids, and you're living on a budget when you're young, your car doesn't have air conditioner, suck it up, buttercup. So having no air conditioner is inconvenient, but I don't really, that doesn't bother me as much.
Well, you are stoic and you just, you don't react, you respond and you move on.
Yeah.
I love it.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Hey, blood testing on Friday, April 25th at Nutrition World. That is from 8 to 11. Walk-in blood testing, amazing powerhouse for you to be empowered for your own future. You're not getting the kind of blood work that is probably fully necessary at a normal physical or doctor's visit. One is, it's not their fault. They have to honor the insurance and whoever they work for. You need to take these steps into your own hand to prevent becoming a victim. Two, we are going to have the CHI Memorial Lung Bus will be at Nutrition World. And I failed to write down the date, but it is
on
NutritionW.com under events. It'll be a Saturday. Maybe my co-host could look it up if he thinks about that. I hope he can think about that before I get finished. But why do you do this? You wanted two reasons. It does very clearly show if you have lung cancer, very curable cancer. If I have to choose one early stage, I want that one. Late stage, you're pretty much not going to make it, most likely. So we can find these early stage. You can buy yourself a whole lot of decades of living that might not happen. Two, the reason I want to promote it is something called the calcium score. The calcium score really will tell you, regardless of any blood work, it's going to tell you how much plaque you have in your arteries. If it comes back zero, you're doing a heck of a good job, or you have a heck of a good genetics. Did you happen to look up the date?
Were you talking?
May
17th.
May 17th.
May 17th. And by the way, happy Easter.
Bingo. Yes. because we do this a day or two before. Yeah. It just didn't feel
Happy
like
Easter,
it.
Happy Easter, everybody. Yeah.
All right.
All right, back to you, sir.
And I did a YouTube. We did a YouTube with Dr. Smith, the veterinarian, that it will be out soon, but I will have to say it's already on YouTube, the video version of this on fleas and tick. The only reason we went ahead and did that, because we are in the flea and tick season. So go to Nutrition World's YouTube channel and probably Instagram, and you can see some great advice about what can we do about these fleas and ticks. And the big announcement, I kind of made it the last time, partnering between Be Well Labs, Marlene, and Nutrition World. Mm-hmm. And within about 3 months at most, there will be a new clinic opening in Chattanooga called Vital Health Wellness Clinic. It will be a combination clinic of walk-in blood testing, IV nutritional IVs. Often most, I won't say most, a big percentage of people who are sick with whatever going around at the moment, who feel like they need to go to the emergency room, once they get an IV and get fluids, a good percentage, at least 50%, go home and they're perfectly fine just to recover. The reason we think we're dying is because we become so dehydrated, and you can because the electrolytes are not functioning. That's the electrical system of the body and heart. So that will be available. Then we're going to have a very, very experienced physician's assistant who will be the doctor in charge, and we will be having a walk-in slash also concierge concept where you will be partnering, he will be partnering with the more integrative approaches to treating our health. That has never been done before that in any clinic that I've ever seen in the United States. So this will be a whole new invention for Chattanooga. It'll be called Vital Health Wellness Clinic. It'll be right down the street from Nutrition World, one block, and will be easily accessible right there off of Lee Highway. So looking very forward to that. It's a lot of work, but it's going to be worth it. It's the last, I won't say the last of my check boxes and dreams for the expansion of the whole complex of wellness, but it is a big one, a big one. And I'm so thankful we are in a position to be able to do that. Well, that was a pretty quick time because we got a lot coming up today. We have Hyperbaric and another guest.
Who's
after
the character,
that,
by the way, the guy that owns that.
Real character.
He's good. Yeah.
I've gotten to really like him from disliking him. So
wow.
It's
okay,
been a nice
a
change.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking about hyperbaric chambers. And that, in fact, they just opened a hyperbaric clinic. I'm going to call it a clinic. It probably, he didn't say that, but I'm going to. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done each week now for 7 years on Vital Health Radio. If you've listened to me over any of that period of time, you know that I am a huge self-chosen guinea pig as far as therapies, nutrients, diets, programs, anything I can kind of learn from by failing. Sometimes failing is our best teacher, and also finding success. And what can we do to slow aging, manage the decline that will come with advancing years with non-toxic therapies? And also, what do we do when we're in a crisis that can help us get through that other than very sometimes toxic traditional options? Well, if you've heard me before, hyperbaric has been one of my go-tos off and on. When I did the when I was struggling with my hips for 3.5 years before my surgery, which was actually 2 years ago next week. So that was when I had both hips replaced at the same time. I did a lot of hyperbaric. I have done hyperbaric in different places, but I'm so excited to talk to John Carter today, who has the, I guess I will just use the word, ultimate level of hyperbaric. Welcome, John, to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you, Ed.
And John is a true expert in this field. He's a rascal, and I run from him when I see him on the parking lot. But no, I'm just kidding. Him and his wife are amazing people. I've learned already through the grapevine, because that's kind of where the real stories come in, of people coming up and say, you won't believe what John and his wife did for me and all the help they've been. But he was a Navy diver, and he is an expert, a true expert in regard to what can hyperbarics do. First off, what is a hyperbaric chamber?
Well, a hyperbaric chamber is a large round tube that has a door that seals, and you can pressurize it with air or O2. We pressurize our chambers with air. It's a better safety value for me, and that's how the Navy did it, and that's how I do it. We have brought 5 chambers down below Ed's store at Nutritional World, and we're called Oxygen Retreat. We want to help everybody that we can. It's a formulation of O2 under pressure, and it causes a buildup of 200% O2 into the body. We follow a program that won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2018 by Dr. Shai Ifrati. You don't win the Nobel Peace Prize just because you think it's a good idea. He has reams and reams of papers from PubMed and peer review articles. And it is it's revolutionizing hyperbarics around the world. And the U.S. is the last place that it's coming into. And we all know how pharmaceutical giants are, so they don't like us too much because we don't require any pharmaceuticals. And what hyperbaric chambers really do is remove all inflammation from the body and release your own stem cells. And we've done it time and time again. We've been open in Dayton, Tennessee for 4 years. We really like to get a hold of veterans to help veterans out, because the VA won't use hyperbaric chambers, but there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for that. Now that Mr. Kennedy is the HHS coordinator, we hope that he's going to approve it, and we'll be able to help a lot of veterans. But we help civilians too, and that helps me pay the way to help veterans.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know I took my first journey into hyperbaric was my daughter had to have, her wisdom teeth cut out, or her wisdom, no, her tonsils, excuse me. And the night before the surgery, I took her downtown and we put her in the hyperbaric chamber to start a good process of hoping to her to heal faster. Don't know if it helped or not, but she recovered about as fast as any human I've ever seen. I love the fact that there are studies like you have presented, and you know very well, you're very, very well read into this science, that it does help stem cells. What are stem cells? They're actually like the cells that can really refresh any parts of us that are degenerating. And if we could have the cells of a 13-year-old all the time, we probably would be ageless up to a point of just falling apart. So what are some of the reasons people come to you? And we're not going to probably use the C word, but every other word, every other disease. What do people try to come to you to make them help them in that power, in that health journey that they're on?
We have a lot of people that have arthritis,
uh-huh,
and it removes arthritis quickly in 3 to 4 dives. Depending on your age, the older you are, the longer it takes, because uh-huh, we've consumed so many bad things over our lifetime, and it takes a while to flush all that out, as you well know. We have people who have athletes that come and recover from sprained ankles, mm-hmm, pulled hamstrings, and I just about treat every high school kid or middle schooler for free, mm, if they get hurt playing sports. And we usually takes for them 2 to 3 dives. It's just unbelievable how it brings them back.
I have a question, and this is the naive. I'm just naive. How does it work? It seems like maybe a complicated question. You don't have to take too long, but how does this work? Why does it do this to our bodies?
So when you're pressurized, we take you to an equivalent of 33 feet underwater, but it's in air pressure, not water. Mm-hmm. I can do the same thing in water, but you'll be cold, wet, and dry. cold, wet, and tired when you come out.
Yeah.
So we do it in a dry environment. We have a big screen TV right in front of the TV. You can watch videos. I watch him on YouTube. And so when you breathe 100% O2 at 33 feet, you have an equivalent oxygen pressure of 200% in your body, and it takes 20 minutes to supersaturate your body with O2.
Okay.
And at that level, it passes the blood-brain barrier.
Ah.
And that is the key thing, and it does it quickly. So when we get that much O2 in your brain's never seen that much O2 before, mm-hmm, and it's like a drug addict on a drug, your subconscious, mm-hmm, brain. And so after 20 minutes, we have you take the mask off. And now you're going to come back down from 200% back down to 21% O2, which is in the chamber what I pressurize, mm-hmm, regular air with. And your subconscious brain panics. It doesn't know what to do. It just wants that back. And it's not a conscious thing. You don't know what's happening,
mm-hmm, right?
But your subconscious does. And it tells your hippocampus to release all your stem cells. So the pressure and the O2 remove all inflammation out of the body after 3 rounds. And that's what a dive entails, 3 rounds of O2. And so you get 3 rounds of stem cells. And then there's no inflammation, and the stem cells go and heal what was causing the inflammation.
Mm. When you say rounds, are you're raising it and lowering it?
No, I don't. We breathe O2 3 times in one dive, and that's a round of O2, a round off of O2.
Okay.
And so it's basically
it's just a catalyst. It's a starting point for your body to go, something odd is happening, release the good stuff.
Yes.
Go reset the body as much as possible.
That's exactly what it does.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it does. It resets the body and back to how God intended us to be,
yeah,
you know, and with a great American diet that we have that they call SAD. And
yeah.
I call it SAD, American diet, but it straightens you out.
Mm.
I've had truck drivers who had pulled backs, couldn't barely walk. Mm-hmm. And after 6-7 dives, they're walking, touching their toes. And I'm like, hey, you still got, he paid for 10 dives. He said, give them to a veteran. Those other 3. He said, I'm not hurting anymore.
Oh,
and I said, well, why didn't you come back? He said, well, I was just kind of waiting. So when it comes back, you know, I'll come on back. And I'm like, no, you're healed. You're done. You healed yourself.
So it's really not Band-Aid approaches. We're actually triggering a healing process. From all my years of people who have experienced this, I mean, fibromyalgia, almost you name it, increased oxygen can assist the body because it's treating is the underlying mechanisms being triggered to help heal the body, which is what the ultimate healing is actual not patching, is helping the body fix itself.
It fixes itself. That's exactly what it does. I have a mother-daughter combo up in, we have another facility in Dayton, and the daughter hadn't been out of the house in 4 years because her fibromyalgia was so bad. After about 16 dives, she was moving about. And then after 25 dives, and that sounds like a lot, but it's not, she was riding a bicycle. She got a full-time job, was working, driving again. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Now, and her mom was the same way.
I know one thing that you do differently than anybody at this point, and I think everybody in your business is good, is got the right passion, but everybody has different levels of information. You really believe in doing more frequent in less time, like do right. one every single day. And I see, when I did my, I probably have done 80, I was a once per weeker, but my schedule didn't allow it, and so it was partially my fault. But
right.
why is this?
The reason we want you to do 5 to 10 dives back to back is because we're trying to get a huge volume of stem cells built way up.
Okay.
And then you can come every other day or every 2 days for another set of 10 or 5. I mean, it's all and when you come in and I meet you, I shake your hand and I put my left hand on your wrist and I'm like, this is how I know you feel. You feel warm or you feel cold? I don't know how you feel. Neither does any doctors. And you're the best person to tell me how you feel. And if you feel great after 5 dives, then stop. We won't do anymore.
Okay.
And we get responses like that. That C word that you used, I had some of the worst cases there were with long C.
Yeah, there's 2 C words. So let's talk this and just we'll let people let them fill in the blank.
And the long C, 20 dives and they were completely rid of it. They could read again.
Yeah, yeah.
They could walk and run again. They could concentrate. Mm-hmm. They could sleep at night. And it, my wife calls them miracles. And I'm like, nope, I have papers from a doctor in Russia, Dr. Nina, and she says hyperbaric O2 is not a miracle. It's science.
I love it.
And overseas, they use this all the time. It's just.
Mm-hmm. But science, to people who don't know, looks like a miracle.
Right. Exactly.
Right? Yeah,
looks,
I don't know any better. That looks like a miracle. Yeah.
Right. And so you can there's hyperbaric chambers in every hospital in Chattanooga, every one of them.
For what reason? Wound healing only or burns?
Wound healing or burns. And there's 14 indications that they'll treat you with that insurance will pay them back for. And they will charge you $1,500, $1,200 to $1,500 a dive.
One dive.
And a copay is $175. We charge $140 for one dive, which is less than your copay.
This is, again, just not trying to put you on the spot. Are they the same type of chambers?
Exactly the same, except I operate my chambers on air. They run theirs on pure O2, and why they do that, I really know, but it's a long explanation, and everybody doesn't need to hear that.
Yeah, I got you.
So you've chosen the best route, obviously. That's why you do it that way.
Yes. This is how the U.S. Navy does it, and I follow everything the U.S. Navy says to do, and we have had huge success. It's just unbelievable. I have people coming from Florida, Georgia, North, South Carolina, Kentucky, Indiana.
Look, when I first heard about you, kind of really about 2 years ago, I was like, this guy, he can't make it in Dayton. It's too small of a town. We're talking about hyperbaric. The amount of people who came through Nutrition World who were traveling to you for weeks on end that were recovering, were singing your praises, your wife's praises, I couldn't ignore it. And then when you contacted me and said, you know, we want to come to Chattanooga, and is there a location? Because you are your own business. You're
right.
It's not me. It's you and your wife. I could not say no because I love a man and a person who has a passion for helping other people. And you truly do. And again, so $140 per dive.
Mm-hmm. The red beds are $40 per session. But if you do a red bed and a chamber together, we charge $160 and give you $20 off.
Red bed, real quick. I know we were talking about beforehand. Tell everybody what a red bed is.
A red bed is it's called photomodulation, and it's actually a cold laser therapy. that produces red light that you see in the morning from sunrise to an hour and a half after sunrise. So it's a way to get in the beds and not stand in front of the sun for an hour and a half, which is great for your eyes, your whole body.
It is.
Our beds have 620 Newton meters of modulation that come through the skin, about 5 millimeters.
Uh-huh.
So it will reduce wrinkles because it brings collagen to your face, to the skin. These beds are 8 feet long. I mean, you get red everywhere. Yeah. And you can get exposed as much skin as you want when you get in the bed, because we have curtains and close it off, and that's up to the individual. But you want to expose as much skin as you can. The second light that we have in the bed is 840, and it goes 50 millimeters deep, and it will actually go to your tendons, your wrist. We had a young lady from EPB about our phones in, and we said, do you want to give it a try? And she got in, and she had arthritis in her fingers, and she could only do this. And when she wrote, it was obvious, you know. She got out and was doing this, moving her hands.
That's what I was thinking of my trigger finger, my hands from boxing.
Yep.
So I might come in and actually try that one. I might try
really.
That one.
Yeah. I used to box smokers all the time.
Oh,
in the
did
Navy.
You?
Yeah,
I love that. We'll share a good story with my dad when he was in Vietnam about he boxed in the Army. Of course, he boxed for fun.
Right.
But we'll share a story before you leave.
Hey, you know,
you'll appreciate it.
Anyone who reads the why do people get stem cells, which I've had umbilical stem cells injected in me. Again, there's not much I haven't done. Any condition that a stem cell would help, a hyperbaric will help, because it's doing the same process. I mean, I've heard everything from neuropathies to all the things that, like, I don't have any hope kind of stories. Hyperbaric may be a consideration. So tell people, if they want to make an appointment, how would they contact you, John?
Well, it's real easy. You call 423-421-9201, and that'll get my wife and her 6-page appointment book.
Okay. Tell that one more time.
And the phone number again is 423-421-9201.
Or you can call Nutrition World and we will tell you his phone number, or come by and we have his cards.
Right. And in a couple weeks, they'll have our new phone system in, but they're all backed up and it's going to take a little while. So that's fine. And you can drop in. You can usually, if you come by and just visit, we'll put you in the red bed for 5 minutes and just let you experience what it's like. We'll also let you try one 20-minute session of O2 in the chamber.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, I won't do an hour and a half because I've got too many people coming, but we'll get you worked in or get you in an appointment before you can try it out. It's the greatest joy that I've had in the last 4 years. I come home at night with tears down my face or tear marks, and my wife said, okay, what happened tonight? Somebody who was in a wheelchair starts walking.
Bingo.
Well, it's just unbelievable.
Talked to my staff at the staff meeting yesterday, and I was telling a story of one of our staff members, Amy, who had helped this young girl, 14, with the worst acne that we've seen in a long time. And the grandmother was just so emotional coming to tell me. And I told the staff, I said, there's very few jobs that you get to go home at night and think about. You really changed a life today. And you, in your hyperbaric, have that potential. And you also have the heart to do that. So I am thrilled that we are partnering on this journey. Again, I have no financial interest in whether you did a million of these or you did one. You simply have a space next to me. That's what it is, because I'm bringing together the people that I trust as a team approach. When you hear the words, there's no other options, there's no hope, or you have a feeling of no hope, there is hope with chronic diseases in almost every single case if you don't wait too long. There are windows of opportunity that close, and John and I probably know one right now that, you know, maybe if we'd known earlier, and generally we have to, if you jump on it, you can turn the corner. Don't you agree, John?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. The sooner you can get to see us, the faster we can make it, get you lined up.
And there's no one who can't do this, is there? Now, tell me real quick. Okay, we got
to
go.
That's where I was going to go.
Pacemaker.
Pacemakers are fine. They're good to 45 feet.
Okay.
I've called all the manufacturers.
How about if you have a history of blood clots?
Blood clots, it helps dissolve blood clots.
Okay.
Heart disease. I have two heart doctors that send me patients. Five dies before heart surgery.
So if you've had a history of even one blood clot, you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I didn't know that. That's
so when you have a stroke in the brain, the O2 will go up, and it's according if it's a TEI or a major stroke, but it will bring oxygen and go around the blood clot to continue flow of O2 Ooh. To the other systems. Neat. And that's what Shai proved over and over again, Dr. Shai Afradi out of Tel Aviv. And he's opened up a $14 million clinic down in Orlando.
Oh, really?
And he charges $63,000 to go through his program.
Yeah, Ed, he started a $14 million clinic. Why can't you step up?
Hey, how about does people with low IQ, are they okay?
Will it make me smarter? Because I'm coming in.
Plant is going to have a problem if low IQ is a problem.
Actually, there's a study out right now, and they're studying children. And if they do 3 dives a week, they're projecting their IQ will jump up 25 points.
Yeah, eat that egg. As we go to break.
You're not a child age-wise.
I'm a child
you are
in
other ways. Yes,
child
you are.
At heart.
All right. We're all kids at heart,
thank
though.
You.
All right, John. Thank you so, so, so much. And again, come to Nutrition World. Call us if you forget all of this and you just want the information. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be, again, going through that list of the hard work I've put together to empower you, your family's health for the next day, month, decade. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode. Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for over 7 years. If anyone listens to us for any time at all, you know we Our goal is to empower people with, one, common sense that sometimes is certainly not that common in the world of health, medicine, human, and even in pet. You know, a week or two ago, we interviewed Dr. Smith, Colleen Smith, the integrative veterinarian. Mm-hmm. I love her take on the way things work. But today, Stacy, our really, truly expert at Nutrition World in the pet department, was excited to tell me about this, and I'll call it an invention. And I was speaking to the person we're going to speak with. I told her I value so much what I call ancient wisdom, looking back at patterns of behavior and habits that served us very, very well during more of a primitive time that actually added to our health. So today we have Carol from a company that's called Mind Pet Platter, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, Carol.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
This is a unique, and when I say unique, I would never have thought of this, but the little explanation Stacy gave me truly intrigued me. It has to do with how our pets eat and how they consume their food. Start this explanation about where in the world did this idea come from and what does it mean for people who have pets?
Well, I'll be happy to share how this whole idea came about. We have a little Havanese dog named Pip, and she used to inhale her food from her bowl and would let out the most amazing belch. She would think a football player was in the room releasing a belch, and it was so loud we couldn't even have people over. They would have tears streaming down their cheeks. So one day I was cutting up chicken breasts for her, and my daughter said, "Why don't you give the scraps and juices to Pip?" So we put the board on the floor, and for the next 20 minutes, our little Pip was totally engaged in the meal. And when I told my husband, who is a product designer, he said, "Eureka." So I went back and actually studied how wolves eat in the wild. And I realized that while there's so much focus on what you feed your pet, nobody has focused on how you feed your pet. So the Mind Pet Platter literally came about to address how pets are supposed to eat. But here's the important thing. While we all love our dogs and their family members, we do have to realize that there is a little wolf inside of them. The closest living descendant to our dogs is the gray wolf. And so when you realize that there is this instinctive evolution going on, I undertook the science of feeding by studying their physiology and their eating behaviors, and the whole pet platter was designed on that basis because they are blessed with the most extraordinary sensory circuit that helps them survive in the wild.
That is, that explanation to me just sounds so freaking reasonable. And I'm looking at this invention of yours, and I know, talking to Stacy too, when she says the pet food is put on this platter, one, it takes them longer to eat the food. Is that correct?
That is correct. The pet platter actually is meant to resemble the carcass of the animal. And by spreading it all across the surface, what it allows is that the pet can engage and smell the food. And the reason why that's so important is their strongest sense is their sense of smell. They have over 100 million sense sites versus our 6 million. It's how they view and interpret the world. And the area of their brain which decodes the scent of smell is 40 times larger than ours.
Wow.
So by opening their feeding territory, you're letting them engage in their food. And let me give you another example of why that's important. Dogs actually smell, well, let me put it this way. They taste their food through their sense of smell. Mm. The reason for that is they only have 1,700 taste buds versus our 9,000. So dogs do not taste with their taste buds. They taste through their sense of smell. So if you're basically solidifying and pounding the food into a small container or into areas where they can't get it, it becomes very frustrating. They can't smell the food. The bowl kind of piles the food high, but the dog can't engage to sense what's actually in there. What are the contents? What do I like and dislike? And when wolves deconstructed carcasses, they would go for the organ meat first, followed by the less desirable items. So by feeding from a bowl, you're actually taking away their ability to taste food and to select the foods that they want.
So they can't sort it as they'd like to. And I'm looking at this. I'm trying to describe it. It's what, about 12 by 14, 12 by 16 platter. I'm looking at the bigger one, I guess, something like that. And it's
right.
And it's got a bone shape to it. And for people that want to go Google it to get the image, that's fantastic. But it's got a little ditch that runs around the outside of it, a groove. And then it reminds me of the old Chinese checkers I used to play. It's got these like marble size. It does. And I'm assuming that's so they have to work for the food, right? They have to engage.
That is a great perspective, Clint.
Yes.
In fact, the scoops, which are all over the center of the platter,
right,
resemble the ends of bones.
Okay.
Which promote positive licking.
Okay.
And one of the things we've discovered in our research is that positive licking is when the dog's tongue can easily get at the food and pick it up. Negative licking is when you have a feeding device where the food gets stuck in the corners and crevices.
Mm-hmm.
So they're smelling the food, but their tongue doesn't fit in there. So that causes rapid licking, which leads to obsessive-compulsive licking,
mm-hmm,
which then causes aggression. So whatever feeding device you want to make sure the dog's tongue can fit in there and get the food. So the pet platter is designed so the dog's tongue can fit in every element. And then the grooves surrounding the pet platter resemble the ribs. And you can put food in there so the dog has to go exploring and pulling the food from there, much like they did in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, the behaviors that the pet platter elicits are instinctive ones that they're using to deconstruct carcasses.
This is so fascinating to me. I mean, it's all new to me because I've never thought about this. But so to kind of summarize, not that we still have some minutes left, but so one of the advantages is probably the dog will not be gulping the food down, which then will decrease the amount of gas, burping, and other issues. Secondly, they're actually going to enjoy their food more because they're able to taste with their nose because their tongue is not as good. And thirdly, and you're going to cover this, I'm sure, I'm looking at this chart, the body angle of the dog is not that of a wolf unless they use this plate. Is that correct?
That is correct, because wolves eat over their food. They don't scoop it up as if from a bowl.
Hmm.
So they're in a convex versus a concave, which allows for better nutrition. It's better digestion. And the way that the pet eats off of the pet platter, it naturally slows their eating without poking anything into their nose. And the reason for that is with some slow feeders, the pounding into the nose actually causes pain, and there's mucous membrane on the inside which swells and becomes painful. And if food flies up, it dries out the membrane and then they can't smell. So we always talk about honoring thy dog's nose. You want to protect that snout, because that's how they see the world. So everything about the pet platter is designed so they can get to the food, nothing's obstructing or projecting into their face, and they're in total control. They can circle the pet platter much like they circled carcasses in the wild to make sure nobody was coming down to get their food. And if I could add one more thing, the most dangerous place you can serve your pet's food is the kitchen corner.
Mm.
And the reason for that is the sides block their peripheral vision, and they have hearing, where they can hear up to a mile away and hear at frequencies as high as 65,000 hertz, which is inaudible to us. So when you feed from a kitchen corner, their senses send out all these warnings and create anxiety, which is why they'll dump food over the bowl, relocate it, and do things like that.
You know what's really odd? Two things real quick. First of all, the smelling thing makes sense. Just to, and we're human, so I don't smell as good as a dog, of course. I don't have that sense. But if you get a cold or something and you can't smell real well, you can't hardly taste your food. It affects how your food tastes, even as humans. The second thing is, I'm assuming if I'm going to spend time to put really, really good food that I buy at Nutrition World, it kind of makes sense to put it on something like this. So then because they're eating slower, they'll digest and actually absorb the nutrients more efficiently in their body. And this is the anecdotal part. You just said that. My son's got a little dog, about 7 or 8 pounds, but he feeds her in a bowl. Now I'm feeling guilty. Thanks, by the way. I didn't need more guilt. I'm a Baptist. I was born with guilt. Thank you.
But I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll pray it out, I'm sure. But it's he will or she will go get a little thing of food, and she will walk it into the living room and eat it in the living room as she's standing up circling it. And then she walks back in the kitchen.
Really?
Yep. Yep, Lucy, she'll walk in there, grab two or three pieces, come lay it on the carpet or lay it on the floor, and then she eats it in there. She'll eat out of the bowl every now and then.
So maybe anxiety is part of the issue.
Maybe, but wow. She won't eat it out of the bowl. And I don't think that dog, it's probably a little odd, but I bet there's other dogs that do stuff like that.
Your dog is telling you that they don't feel safe with their feeding territory. Their sensory circuit is sending warning signals, so they're taking that food to a safer place.
Yep, wow. Wow.
That's what it's all about.
Just so you feel good about this, I'm going to pass that guilt on to my son later. So I will. It'll be guilt by association. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I apologize.
No. Well, you brought up a very, very important point, and this is something we're trying to educate pet parents on. Dogs have the fastest digestive tract of any mammal.
Mm.
So if your dog is eating too fast, there is not time for enough digestive enzymes to be produced to properly digest and absorb those nutrients. And this is a core benefit of the pet platter. Pet parents are spending so much money on quality food. You want to make sure they're absorbing the nutrients. Mm. So by naturally slowing them down with this pet platter, you are actually improving their nutrient content, which creates a better immune system for them as well.
I use the word so intrigued that this seems to be a weak link that no one has thought about. I know, you know, many years ago, looking back at how humans would go to do number two in the woods or in the toilet, it's so unnatural. Right. We just have gotten used to it. But it's not healthy. Just because it's the thing we do doesn't mean it's healthy. And who would have thought of this? I just give you such credit, your husband credit, for developing this.
How's it been received so far? And I'm not as familiar with the product as probably Stacy and Ed. How long has it been out in the market?
We've been out for about 7 years.
Awesome.
And the reception has been great. A lot of what we're doing is going through shows like yours to help get the word out. But we want to educate pet parents on who their pets really are. And if they understand their sensory circuit better, when you observe your dog eating, you'll be able to sense if there's a problem, if they're communicating. For example, a lot of pets will air bury their food. They put their paw up in the air and they circle their head. What they're saying is, this isn't a safe place for me to eat. So we've had tons of pet parents contacting us saying, with a pet platter, it solved the air burying food. So the pet platter is there to solve problems by understanding the instinctive behaviors of your pet.
I love that. Well, my number one question is, can Clint eat off of this to reduce his burping and gas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This has got to work.
I was asking her, Clint. Okay.
Yeah, it's got to work for me, right? I'm nothing but a big, fat animal anyway. It's got to work for me. Yeah.
Hey, Carol, tell people if right now they're listening and they're so intrigued as I am, where do they go to learn more information? Of course, Nutrition World sells it. If you're outside of Chattanooga, just give them your website and information for them to order directly from you, which is fine.
Sure. Please go to Mine, M-I-N-E, Pets, P-E-T, Platter, P-L-A-T-T-E-R.com. And in honor of you guys and Nutrition World, if you're outside of the area, we're offering a 10% discount by putting in N as in nutrition, W as in world 10, NW10. And I'd love to end with one little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
Stress therapy. There is a study from Cornell that is providing insights that if you pet your pet 10 times in one session, it will reduce your cortisol in your saliva. So you have a natural stress therapy in your dog.
Mm. Love that. Love that, Carol. What an interesting guest you have been today. And
been
we
great.
Will have to follow up down the road with even more information from you. So thank you for taking your time out today, and we will be talking to you later.
Okay, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we've got more and more empowering information, that plus more as we continue. For my co-host, Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my great co-host, Clint Powell. And I had an interview where someone asked me 4 questions and I had 50 seconds to answer each of them. Yep. Hey, we're going to play that game.
You ready?
I think.
Ed Jones, we're going into the summer months. I need to know what I should be doing for my skin either before I go out in the sun, while I'm out in the sun, or after I'm out in the sun. You answer it any way you want to. My skin and summer. Go.
Bingo. I learned long ago there are two nutrients that will actually keep you from having extensive suntan damage, unless you are stupid now and you're staying out way too long. I found this out accidentally 20 years ago because I would turn as red as a tomato with 25 minutes of sun in the Florida. And so astaxanthin, it's a big word, astaxanthin and MSM, if you take that a week before going, you will be amazed how you can handle more sun.
Okay. Allergies. It's allergy season. I'm sneezing all the time. What can I do for allergies from the Green Pharmacy?
Quercetin, spelled with a Q, is nature's antihistamine. What does that mean? Histamines are produced in the body because actually the body's trying to wash out something. And the reason you have that is because your immune system's not really super directed in a healthy manner. That's a bigger conversation that we can have. But at this point, two quercetin 2 to 3 times a day will reduce histamines. And no, quercetin is made from onions. So you eat a lot of onions, it can give you more of that.
Okay. Also, I've read a lot that creatine is for bodybuilders, muscle only. I take creatine. I think it's pretty well researched. But can normal people, just average human beings, should they be taking creatine?
Well, superhuman beings like me have very big guns because of creatine. Yes. Not everybody wants the guns that Ed Jones has.
No.
But let me tell you, studies after study are coming out that we need it for optimal health. A new one came out that said if you combine creatine with Lexapro, the antidepressant effect of Lexapro is doubled. I haven't talked about that before, but it's going to give you more stamina through the use of what we call ATP, which is the fuel for muscles.
Mm-hmm.
It will help you to just live a better quality life with or without weight training. All you need is 5 grams a day. I put it in my protein powder.
Awesome. And we've talked about this on other podcasts. I use it probably at least twice a day, especially if I'm going into crowds. But I'm trying to increase my odds that I will not get the flu or COVID or some sort of virus, which goes through my nose most of the time. There's a nasal spray out there. What is it, sir?
Cofix is it. It has iodine in it. We've sold it since the probable mid stage of the original COVID epidemic.
That's when I learned about it.
And I am 99% convinced that it has helped me to stay far healthier. The deal is you spray it up your nose morning and maybe 6 to 7 hours later, and iodine kills every pathogen known to man. And we do know that 80% of the respiratory illnesses come through the nose, but you don't want to touch your eyes with your fingers.
That's it helps. That may not prevent it, but maybe you don't get so much of a heavy viral load. Maybe prevents a lot of it from getting in.
Viral load is humongous because if the viral load is the amount of pathogen, but if you can stop it at the nose, it won't go any further.
You didn't think we could get all four in 4 minutes, and we did it. Four topics, moving fast with Ed Jones.
There you go. Big guns do not slow me down.
No, of course.
That's right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.